Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I certainly appreciate the great collegial working relationship that we have established thus far, and I look forward to growing it in this Congress. As you know, we were able to work together productively and pass landmark aviation safety legislation and many other pieces of legislation, including a Coast Guard bill that moved out of this committee and then on to other moving legislation and successfully implemented into law. So thank you for that productivity among other legislative priorities. I do want to take a second, since we have both the members of our committee who were able to successfully pull off yesterday's celebration, just thank Senators Blunt and Klobuchar for getting us safely through yesterday and having it the magnificent celebration that it was.
Hear, hear.
And look forward to working with them. And certainly want to, again, thank, as you mentioned, Secretary Chao for her work on many transportation priorities. I think this committee is a hallmark of bipartisan cooperation. A lot of the subjects we deal with are just hard problems to solve, and we've been able to continue to work together in a bipartisan fashion, so I hope that will continue, and I think transportation, of all the sectors that we deal with, transportation should be one of those, which we should be able to use facts and information and come together on priorities. So I am very excited that the president has nominated Mayor Pete Buttigieg to run the transportation agency. And I look forward to his vision in leading that Department of Transportation. As a mayor, I know you're no stranger to the challenges that a region faces on transportation infrastructure issues. I know that you earned national recognition for your Smart Streets project that created a safe environment for all road users. The project resulted in over $100 million in private sector investment. You used your experience as mayor to help forge that, and I hope that you will do that for communities across the United States of America. For us in the state of Washington, we're a big export state. Not only do we export our own products, so everything from cherries and wheat and apples and airplanes, but we also are a big pass-through for many of the Midwest agricultural products reaching Asian destinations. So to say that we need infrastructure investment is an understatement. The growth of the Pacific and the demand for U.S. products is a good problem to have. We just need to deal with the bottlenecks. And congestion in Puget Sound is at record levels. We need to address projects like the I-5 Columbia River Bridge replacement, the West Seattle Bridge replacement, the North-South Corridor in Spokane, and we need to make infrastructure investment all around the United States of America, including in public transportation. Projects like Sound Transit are facing a $1 billion shortfall as a result of COVID-19, which jeopardizes the much-needed investment throughout Puget Sound. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the first case of the COVID pandemic, with a man from Everett, Washington, being tested positive. One of the most impacted sectors in the United States, not the only sector, but one of the most impacted sectors in the United States, has been transportation. The chairman alluded to the fact that this committee played a very aggressive role in trying to come up with solutions for the impacts to the transportation sector, whether that was aviation or most recently with infrastructure and with Amtrak. But that will continue. The needs to move product and people will continue whether we have a COVID pandemic or not. And so I hope that you will help us in facing these shortfalls. I also want to point out that, as I mentioned, the movement of freight is particularly important, and we will look forward to your leadership in moving improved ways to move freight around the United States. I continue to think that the legislation that ended up being in the InfraGrant program was very helpful to states across the United States. And I just want to mention the fact that aviation safety and security and the legislation that this committee passed and was implemented into law has to now be administered by the Department of Transportation and the FAA. So we're going to be looking for your leadership, your success in holding them accountable to the many aspects of that legislation, and helping us move forward. If we want to be the leaders in the United States of America on aviation, we have to be the leaders in aviation safety as well. So we'll look for your leadership on that. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm excited about this nominee's ability to help us focus on transportation issues and look forward to seeing his leadership at the department. Thank you.